4CF Mobile.
KN4GFW.
Glad it's Friday. Need to sleep in at least 7 or 8 tomorrow. How about you?
I'll be sleeping until 6. We gotta run to Anderson for one of the granddaughter's birthday.
Cold, but it should be good.
Only like, what, gonna be 51 today? Something like that?
I'm showing 37 degrees. A nice little brisk morning.
Sick.
So far?
Not eventful, nothing. You know, a lot of people taking vacation and that. We're a little bit slow, but it's been good. Not too bad at all. You?
Too horrible. Today is going to be probably the worst day out of the week. Just with all the head count issues going into the day. Hopefully nobody calls in. But it is Friday, so we'll see.
You probably got more miles on your new truck than I have on the new company truck.
150 now? Yeah, 154.
70 on the new truck.
Yeah, today they can add up, so. But I'll have to drive the X5 every once in a while. Probably at least once or twice a week. Apparently in the policy now where it's supposed to be for my transportation to get back and forth to work, in addition to whatever else you're going to use it for, but that's supposed to be. So, we'll see. I ain't too worried about that, but I will drive it every once in a while. Plus, it'll keep miles off the truck.
It was deer season. You didn't want to hit a deer. Claim it was deer season and you didn't want to hit a deer, that's why you wasn't driving it.
That one, which, like I said, they don't check. I mean, for the most part, they don't check. I don't know why, because I've only heard of one story so far where somebody got in trouble for it. But it really doesn't make sense why they even checked it.
Telling, probably just trying to weed out some deadwood.
Turning in my little car today. I've already got that scheduled, so we'll be down to the one car and the one truck. I don't know. This morning, my little check engine light is on, so who knows? Who knows what that's about? I'm going to check the gas cap whenever I get to work. If that's not it, I guess I have to take it in and let them look it over.
150 miles and check engine light on.
That's kind of crazy if you think about it.
And one of Susan's Christmas presents to deliver at work yesterday, but they must have been running late. We kind of stopped delivering around 4.
His presents was delivered?
Delivered. I had it shipped to work, and that, but it was supposed to have been delivered yesterday, but unless they came late and dropped it off in the office, I'll have to check this morning.
I don't, you know. Even like Amazon deliveries have been taking longer, and you know where they were just fairly short. I don't know if everything's recovered after the hurricane or not. This seems kind of weird.
So much coming from Amazon.
For a while there, you couldn't even get a delivery like next day or 2 days. It was stuff was posted way out. Now it seems like it's slowly coming back to normal, but I don't know. Some deliveries that I've had. I remember it was last week, supposed to be there one day, and it just didn't show up, so they posted it to the next day.
Yeah. Kind of like a golf cart for the maintenance guy, kind of a little heavy-duty utility thing, and I don't know, somehow between Charlotte and Duncan, the windshield got broke.
I'm in KF4MUS.
KN4KFW.
KO4CM.
Getting a little bit of flurries up there in North Carolina this morning.
Patrick, when he comes back on Monday.
A little bit down here for us.
Yeah.
My driving skills.
Skills. I was on BMW's Performance Center website yesterday, my oldest son just got his permit, and so I thought maybe they might offer a driving school, and they do, but it's not a normal driving school. You know, they offered like, it was all kinds of stuff, like emergency braking, where they put you on the track and let you slide the car around and drift it and whatnot. The price was only $999 for that.
Well, surely he's got a birthday coming up.
To an open field and set some cones up, take him out there and start teaching him.
Go-kart tracks and learn drifting.
We're doing it that way, but yeah, we'll probably, we got a church not too far from the house, got a big huge parking lot, so we'll probably take him out there first start, and then slowly work him up to getting on the road.
That new truck? Mom was going to get her license changed over to South Carolina license. I said, well, I'll just go with you and take my permit test. Got my permit test, passed it, came home, and then got out of there on State Park Road, jumped her up to 50 right now.
Ranch, we had, I think it was that square mile pasture in the back, had a couple big swamps in it. That's where I learned how to drive.
I'm supposed to around the neighborhood and stuff, but I don't remember going anywhere special.
In the neighborhood, 62 model Bel Air.
Port Courier.
You know, that was a 66 Dodge Dart, 3-speed on the column with a slant 6.
Automatics were until I was, hell, I was over 18 back in the 80s.
I was pulled in the parking lot at work, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we will holler at you either later today or Monday morning. Y'all have a great weekend. 7-3, KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Have a awesome day, KN4TFW.
Andrew, have a blessed day and enjoy yourself. KF4MUF.
Again, Jody.
Got a little bit of hunting gear. Supposed to go up to Raleigh, or a little place called Fuquay up there in North Carolina. Some friends of ours lives up there. Going to go up there and hunt his property if everything works out right. So, that's about the only thing I got planned.
Maybe I'll be up that way Wednesday night.
Thursday morning, I think it is. We're going to leave early Thursday, and we're up early anyway, so hell, if I know me, I'll probably leave early enough to be up there hunting Thursday.
We're going to ride up to Cary on Wednesday evening and then leave Thursday morning headed for the Outer Banks.
Thanks. You going to try to do any fishing?
Going up there with my brother and sister-in-law and mother-in-law and just chill out and have a good time.
That either.
Fishing, it might be something chartered or whatever. Usually I try to fish from the beach, but I see it's about a 50% chance of rain each day and only about 50.
That'd be a nippy.
They're on that.
That's about all we're going to do. You know, mess around the house, do a couple things, get Dad out. Probably get herself ready so we can leave out early.
I got to get me a little bit of firewood cut up this weekend so I can take some with me for a couple of campfires.
That's the way to do that. I find the wood. You already have it with you.
Get picky about bringing in wood and everything, and then they want to charge you a little, you know, $7, $8, $10 for a little bundle of wood.
Got in here. We got wood for sale. Here, pay $10 for 3 pieces.
Usually I bring some in and I just easily leave it in a truck and then I pull it out of the bed and throw it in the fire and then, you know, at least buy one little bundle from them.
Feel good.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Hey, And the snow is, I don't know, about paper thickness deep. Have to say it snowed, but it is flurrying.
This morning, that's what it looked like. It was going to be flurrying for you.
It's just enough to, you can see it falling, that's it.
For a start.
Until 5:30 to get home yesterday.
Take a nap.
There in White Hampton in 357, the light was out, and there was a wreck. And I got up there, I don't know, somewhere along about, not Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's, and that, and the traffic would just kind of stop. And everything got up there, and there was a wreck right there in the Buncombe and Wade Hampton.
There was a couple wrecks on Wade Hampton yesterday.
Cars and two police cars in the middle of the intersection. It was like, it was stupid. If you were headed towards Spartanburg, you could go. If you were headed down towards Greenville, only the right lane or the left turn lane was open. If you were headed, if you're trying to go up 290, only the right lane was open. It was stupid, ridiculous.
I got lucky and didn't get caught up in it. I had to cut the route a couple of shops short. Because of one I wasn't going to get caught up in, so I just U-turned and went on around them. And catch them next week.
Yep. I'm jumping in.
Listening to y'all, watching some deer trying to walk out in front of me. Yesterday afternoon and when I left work, but I wasn't going to get in there because you were making it a short call anyway, so you were talking to, I think it was Lloyd.
I had just a minute left there for before I made the vehicle switch. But so I just let him know it was a short one because I hadn't talked to him in a while.
That was the problem. I was just saying I didn't hear you, but it was just a little bit of short time, so I'll just talk to him in the morning.
We were in deep conversation when I was headed home, so I just let you guys carry on.
Y'all can get in there, too.
No, but it's a round table, so everybody can pick in.
To the Thermal Belt club meeting last night, I had their Thanksgiving get-together.
Nice get-together like that for a Thanksgiving meal.
It's quite a few club members there. Some of them brought their wives or significant other. And so we had a good time and got home. It was about 9:30 last night.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. So it was a good time. Everybody kind of hung around afterwards and laughed and cut up.
It's all about the camaraderie of it. Everybody just enjoying herself and cutting up and laughing and having a good time.
Yeah, roger on that.
What it's supposed to be about anyway.
Anything exciting happening today?
My son for breakfast here shortly. And then going to clean out my mom's basement, old basement. Had a bunch of her canned stuff get wet. So I'm going to throw it away.
It's away.
On it. So it just depends on how bad they are.
The gas jumped up 30 cents.
The threat of nuclear war.
Some of them are advertising, you know, dropping their prices 25 to 40 cents for the holiday. I thought maybe they jacked them up so they could just put them back down to the same price.
And they're expecting this to be a record travel year for everybody, so.
Not traveling, but I say we're traveling, and I know Jody's traveling.
Far, but Yeah, we are going to be traveling, so we'll leave early enough to try to avoid the traffic.
You say you were going up there to, what is it, Fuquay?
At Raleigh, over to Fuquay.
There's a gun range over there. Went, what is it, Triangle Shooting Club? Or no, it was a different place. We went there and shot on the range with my brother-in-law.
I'm with my brother-in-law and some other friends of ours. He lives there, my friend, and so we're going to go up there and meet with my brother-in-law's coming up. We'll do some hunting for 2-3 days. We'll make our way back.
Hope y'all get something good. Be nice to have a venison meet together.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm hoping for it, too. My freezer needs some.
And I just got to go find a place to go where I feel like it's safe.
I'm just still not good with hunting management areas.
Welcome to come up here if you want to buy a North Carolina license.
And a state license cost.
No, I don't know what they are up here, so I can try to find out today for you.
I can let you know Monday, because I'll be looking one up this weekend.
Roger that.
He invites me over to his place all the time. I got to get over there and at least see if I can kill something. You know, it's just nice that he does.
For a trophy, you know, I'm just looking to throw something in the freezer.
That's me.
Too.
I have it cut up into like stew beef and just go ahead and can it. That'd be better.
Take one of them hams and, cut that same thing, make some chip steaks out of it.
And then you keep the tenderloin, that's about it. And the rest of it you have made into hamburger or beef stew, whatever.
I'm hungry.
We're in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome, safe day. And Jody, if I don't talk to you again next week, you guys have a safe trip up there and good hunting to you. KN4 GFW.
And hope you have a great day and a great weekend, KO4 HGX.
Thank you, bud. You be careful going that way and enjoy your weekend up there with your family. Happy Thanksgiving to both of y'all if I don't get a chance to talk to y'all before I head up. Anyway, Mr. Patrick, I'm about to pull into my parking spot too, so while I've got a chance, I'm going to go sit and say 7-3s to you, sir, and I'll be talking with you later. KM4 MUF.
You too, Jody, and you have a good weekend, and if I don't get to talk to you either one again for some reason, have a great Thanksgiving, and take care of yourself. KO4 HGX, and I'll be mobile for now.